Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill, the producer, with me today. And that's it. It's just me and Bill. Jimmy, the bubble boy, is
just
that a...
you and I.
Is that some kind of homecoming event? Pup Morse, the scuba cowboy, is coming back from Roatan. So he's in the air, flying.
Just you and I.
And me and Bill are here. Well, Bill is serenading me.
A romantic moment in the studio. I'm not sure. Nothing but a pane of glass.
Thank God. Yeah, and you know, normally I got to pay him a quarter to do this type of show. But here in the studio, he volunteers free moves. And as I throw up a little bit in my mouth, we go straight to the phones because we got to get an update from our buddy Captain Slade in Key Largo, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Hey, Captain Slade, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg, how the heck you doing, buddy? I'm telling you, you guys are just winging it today and doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And I'm not so sure if we're doing a great job, but yeah, we're doing it one way or another. Well, that didn't come out right either. But let's just move on. And you're out on the water, aren't you? Or are you just overlooking the water there?
I got in, and then I didn't have to take the afternoon trip, so I'm on land right now. But gorgeous out there. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, we have some great weather down in Florida right now, for sure. And, as, you know, before we continue on, our hearts and prayers go out to our friends up north, by the way. We're going to get some more updates on how some of the dive folks have done up in the Jersey area, by the way. But down in the Keys, at least for today, awesome. And, you know, I wanted to bring you on at the beginning of the show here, Captain Slate, because a couple weeks ago, I got word that you were working on or you'd been approached by a TV crew to do this reality TV show thing. It's called Clean Slate. That's the idea, right?
That's what they're calling it. We've met with the producers of, God, we did a, for about 2 months, June and July, mostly July, I guess, and first of August, we did a 12-minute trailer, and they've sent it up to New York to their producer, and they've called, we've had phone conferences, so it looks like it's going to happen, my man.
Wow.
I don't think it's a reality show. I think it's a comedy show.
Okay, of course. Yeah. They're looking at this video is this guy for real? Surely this is an acting job. But no. They followed your life around, and then some of your partners in crime down there in the Keys. And Clean Slate is at least the working title of this thing. So far you're getting a green light to maybe turn this into the next big reality phenomenon, Honey Boo Boo Slate. Yeah. So now, paint a little bit more of a picture of this. I know you told me last time that the crew came down there for a couple months, and they basically just follow your every footstep and just kind of melt into the background, or were they asking you questions the whole time along, or what? How did that work exactly?
One and both, more of just following us around. I would come out of my house in the morning to go to the work, and they'd be out in the yard hiding in the bushes, not hiding in the bushes.
Right.
They would start filming me as I came out and went to the car and went and drove to work, and there were four guys, and they had these high-end polluting cameras that are small and mobile. They have them, wear them on their shoulder, actually, with a little slide on them. And I'll tell you, you can't even bend over without one of them guys having that thing in your face. And they would be across the street in the canal, or across the canal, and I'd pull out. And And I was wearing a mic all day, and I had to be careful, of course. I mean, I didn't want them to get too much reality, but they got enough.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is it difficult for you, Captain Slate, to not be naked as much as usual because of the cameras?
To not be naked, to be what as usual?
I said naked.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they didn't catch they didn't catch me in a shower. I mean, I don't want John Holmes' job, so
nice. There you go. That's the modest Captain Slate we all know and love. Yeah, well, but you know, so they're filming this whole thing, and it is more than you though. What are they trying to capture? Are they shooting underwater stuff too?
Oh yeah, they're doing the whole thing, and of course, my first ex, Amy Slate.
Yeah,
she's involved because I mean she's there in town and has a dive shop, and
right.
They're playing us as you know, different types of operations, and then of course Hunter's mom, Annette. She's my second ex-wife, who is not camera shy, and she's been since she still does the feeding and comes up and dives with me. So
yeah.
It's you know, it's really it's going to be a mix of everything. They don't miss anything.
Well, are they interviewing like your future ex-wife as well? Is they get into some more of the folks they interface with, or what?
Yeah, they met two of them. I don't know which one is going to be the future ex-wife,
but they
interviewed both of them.
Very nice. So it's really just everything that surrounds you. And then, of course, I would imagine they're taking the cameras underwater and they're shooting the creature feature and what goes into that
absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they have Fraser do this for us. I mean, he's the guru of the underwater camera world. So
right.
They hired him to do that part. But, yes, absolutely, it's going to be a hoot. I mean, we're right in there with the swamp men.
Nice, nice. Well, I love it. This could be huge. And you know, I got to tell you, in all the years that we've known you, I can't believe I didn't push this idea a long time ago. Of course, this is crazy.
Well, no, and the idea that the reason you didn't come up with it earlier is because the show is called Clean Slate, and you thought, well, that's going to be like 45 hours of editing after 48 hours of filming, and we're only going to end up with like 22 minutes of him not saying something,
right.
Of saying something clean.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of usable footage that you can air outside of HBO.
They shot for a month and a half and got 12 minutes, so there you go.
There you go, absolutely.
And what's likely to happen is you're going to say, I don't think this man knows any adjectives. He only uses nouns and verbs. And all the adjectives will be edited out.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. They're going to do it for sure. But the beauty of it is, and I think it's the real fun thing, is it is a reality show because people can actually come the heck to the Keys from 10 years old or whatever and go diving.
Yeah, absolutely. And they might end up on the show. Working behind the scenes and trying to keep them happy and getting their dives in and stuff, and they're kind of filming you taking care of business in that regard, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, they followed me over to a wedding I was doing on land in my captain suit, and then I jumped in my pyrotechnician suit, and we shot the fireworks show, and I had the bride come down in her full dress, and she shot the show. So, I mean, they're just like flipping out.
Yeah, good, bad, and the ugly, all over the, you know, and that's the thing. He wears multiple hats down there in the Keys. It would make a very colorful show, I have no doubt.
It will.
Yeah, there's going to be a showdown or a hoedown or a, what is the gunslinger thing?
Throwdown?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Yeah, but, and obviously there'll be a diving component to it as well, which I think would be good for the dive industry, for sure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the shows you see, they're fun, but most of them you're not going to go do. This one you can.
Absolutely. I love it. So if this does get the official green light, we might find out, you might find out within the next couple of weeks, maybe in time for the DEMA show here in Vegas, possibly, and then they would shoot as soon as when?
December, January is when they really want to come down. And
yeah.
So they're, you know, they'll shoot like two episodes, and if it's a hit, it'll be year-round.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll take them to come up with material for two episodes? How long would they come down and shoot for?
I don't know. They'll be there 3 weeks out of the month.
Okay. So 3 weeks might equal one show, depending on what happens in your world in that time frame.
Exactly. That's
got
what
it. Okay.
At.
I love it. Well, Captain Slate, I know, you know, I'm gonna be a huge fan. I want one of the first T-shirts of Clean Slate in a hat. Okay,
you got it.
It was some kind of paraphernalia that I can use to promote your show, and yeah, I think it'll be huge. This would be awesome, and then I can say I knew him or kind
of
know him.
If part of the promotional material is Speedos, I'll take one of those.
You got it. I'll get them. I'll get them in.
Wow, I wish you wouldn't have said that because I can see him right now. You hear what I'm saying, Slate? But anyway,
yeah,
all right, well, I'll let you get back to your wonderful weather down there in the Keys, and we'll see you at Vegas at the Dima show here in a couple weeks. Okay, my friend?
I'll see you there, brother. Can't wait.
There you go. That is Captain Slate from CaptainSlate.com. Go there, Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. It is a fun, fun time to go diving, especially. There he is. That's his recall system, by the way. You'll never feel out of touch with a dive boat with Captain Slate nearby.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to water diving. You need them. You need that water thing to make your diving as efficient as possible. Otherwise, it'd be kind of lame. It'd be like walking instead
of diving.
Actually,
it would be like going to the Art of Animation at Disney World. That's what we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Eliza's three, so she doesn't get a lot out of the parks.
Right.
And we live here in Central Florida, so we actually go to the resorts at Disney World with
sure.
our three-year-old, and she gets a little taste of Disney.
Okay.
We get to eat at a Disney resort.
Right.
And the newest one is the Art of Animation, and they've got one which is Finding Nemo,
uh-huh.
and one which is The Little Mermaid.
Sure.
And they've made the landscaping make it feel as though you are underwater. It's a lot of above water plants that kind of resemble underwater plants.
Freaky.
It's cool.
Nice.
It's neat. It's new.
Yeah, she wanted to be Ariel for Halloween.
She did. And she
so
was.
You made her that, huh?
Yes.
And then so she got to go visit the Little Mermaid's Grotto.
And that is absolutely correct.
Swell. Awesome.
And it's nice. And they have cool pools. And there's lots of sculpture out there at the Art of Animation. It's really cool stuff.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, so we got a lot of stuff going on right now. What's
can
that?
We do this what? Email?
A viewer mail. We got viewer mail.
We got viewer mail that I would like to to bring up to you if we have time.
Listen, I was just going to say we've been overloaded getting prepared for the Dima show, and you know I've been trying to get everything squared away since we got back from the Turks and Caicos. And
yeah,
I know
since
we have.
We got back from the Turks and Caicos.
Well, me and you were here to maintain the home base operations control center.
Here's where I want to go.
Yeah,
I'd like to go to Grand Cayman. And if you are like me and want to go to Grand Cayman, well, I don't care if you want to go to Grand Cayman, but if anyone listening wants to go to Grand Cayman, here's a great opportunity. Bob and Pete are the owners of Adventure Scuba Company in Chantilly, Virginia.
Okay. Virginia.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Chantilly, Virginia. If they don't say it that way, I take back everything I've said. And they're looking for help for listing a 50% ownership. They own half of a condo at Ocean Frontiers at the east end of Grand Cayman.
Oh, nice. Nice
place.
So
it's a two-bed, two-bath, top-end unit right on the beach, steps away from the dock. And I have made arrangements to speak with Bob Potterton himself, the self-same Bob of Bob and Pete, owners of Adventure Scuba Company in Chantilly, Virginia.
Welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How
good.
Are you guys doing?
Well, welcome to the Realtor portion of Scuba Radio today.
Flip this condo. This is what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. Nice.
We're going to rip out that wall, we're going to rip out that wall, and we're going to make a ramp right down to the beach.
No, I don't think that's true. Right. I think this place is fully furnished. It's a real nice resort. If I'm a little bit familiar with the area. I don't know about the specific rooms that you're talking about, but if I'm not mistaken, they're fairly modern and stuff. Am I right, Bob?
Oh, they are. They're absolutely beautiful condos that are, if anybody dives on the east end of Grand Cayman, they certainly know Ocean Frontiers.
Yeah.
And Compass Point is the development there at Ocean Frontiers. So you are steps away from the dive boats. And this is, it's a fully furnished two-bedroom condo that is literally, 50 feet from the ocean. And it's fully equipped, very tropical, very relaxing, absolutely beautiful unit. And you're right, we are selling 50% of our stake in the ownership of the condo.
I have a quick question. It is right there by the water. It is close to the ocean. Here's the problem I have with properties that are close to the ocean.
Hmm.
I find the sound of waves very, very relaxing, and I often will just fall asleep. Is it possible that you could make it so that they can't hear the ocean from the condo?
What the heck's wrong with you?
Well, you put some tanks on your back, and you walk down to the end of the dock, and you dive in, and you're underwater, so you won't hear that.
It's why I dive, so I can't hear the surf. It's the reason I dive.
It's to get away from the noise and racket of the waves.
From the relaxation and calmness of the waves above water.
Interesting.
On the east side of Grand Cayman.
He's so stressed out. Yeah. Well, it's a personal issue he has, Bob. Don't let that throw you. But the condo you have, so it's a timeshare resort. So what do you have, a week, a year or something, and you want to alternate with someone?
Actually,
or what?
Interestingly enough, there's two parts to Compass Point. There's phase one and phase two. And phase one is the oceanfront units, and they are not timeshares.
Uh-huh.
We own the unit outright, and just like you would own your own home. However, we're able to, you know, bring on a partner to help with the cost, or you know, have an equity position in the condo itself.
Got it.
Now, phase two is timeshares, and it is a very important distinction. Whereas, you know, we have whatever weeks by virtue of the property management agreement that we've signed, but. So we can go down anytime we want with advance notice. Where in a timeshare, you get a week, and if you're low man on the totem pole, you might get a week that really isn't advantageous to you.
Right.
This phase one is not a timeshare.
Got it. So you actually can go down there anytime. You wouldn't necessarily be in the same unit every time, would you, or would you?
No, you would. As an ownership, we own, it's unit number 318, which is a top-end unit.
Okay.
And selfishly speaking, we'll say that that's the best unit, and that's why we picked that unit.
Right.
We're the original owners, and it is an absolutely gorgeous. It's an oversized.
You're
going to
love this place.
Deck.
It's only had one nice couple, Pete and Bob from Adventure Scuba in Chantilly, Virginia. They've been the only people that owned it. They would come down and go to church on Sundays. That's the only thing they've ever used this for. It's a lovely, lovely place. You're going to love it. And I will throw in the rust proofing.
I don't think that's true.
There you go.
But, all right. Well, it sounds pretty attractive. I would imagine there's a few people listening that wouldn't mind having a place of their own there in Cayman, on Grand Cayman.
Sure. I can send out any information anybody would need.
Yeah, well, go ahead. And how would they contact you? Through the website of your dive shop or what?
Well, actually, they can go to www.scubava.com, but mm-hmm. the best way to find out information is to email me directly at bpotterton, POTTERTON, at cox.net. That's COX.net. Mm-hmm. Or even give me a call, 703-475-0779.
All right. And do you have this condo in Grand Cayman because you live in Virginia? Because you want an escape? Or is it Virginia is a beautiful part of the country, but I'm guessing the diving right there where you're at isn't ideal. Or is it? I don't know. What do you have there in Virginia?
It's great. It's great for training. We train at Lake Millbrook. It's a great training location, and it's got a number of different beaches there that we do 99% of all of our training if we're not taking our customers to Florida or Turks and Caicos.
Or Grand Cayman to their own kind. If you suck up to the boss enough, maybe you can... see, hey, I know you got that condo there in Cayman. What do you say? Help a brother out. Maybe.
ScubaVA.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. 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 Scuba Radio.
So, I've already mentioned it once already, but we are getting ready to, we're getting our ducks in a row for the DEMA show, which is the largest diving event in the world. Happens on November 13th, so we got 2 weeks, week and a half maybe, tops, before we head out to Vegas and do a broadcast from there. So I'm getting a lot of things ready. That's where we go. We catch up with all our diving friends that we see once a year that congregate in one place on the planet to do some networking and that kind of thing. It's always a blast, always a lot of fun. But leading up to the show is a lot of work behind the scenes here for Scuba Radio. I have mermaids to wrangle. I have the scuba cowboy that I have to get him all checked out. I got hotel rooms. We got travel plans. We have, things to hand out, prizes to give out to everybody there at the show. It takes a lot of work. But it's a... one of the things we're going to be doing this year is I've been asked to come up with some videos of what we've been doing around the world in our travels. And they're going to show these at some of the booth spaces there at the DEMA show. Now, I'm working on a video that we shot in the Turks and Caicos with the Scuba Cowboy there on the Explorer Ventures boat. A couple weeks ago with our friend Dennis and his son was on there, the winner from Our World Underwater in Chicago. And, I've posted the pictures up there at scubaradio.com. There's like 250 pictures up there from that trip. There are going to be some of those pictures, but there's some video clips that we shot of the Scuba Cowboy underwater where we orchestrated an underwater video shoot of him playing guitar underwater. And I got to say, we just started working on it this week, the editing, which takes forever. Thank God we are not a TV show. Way too much work, this video thing, I'm telling you what. But I will say, the footage is looking pretty cool. And, we got some new stuff that's going to show up on the website, hopefully next week, as we prepare for the DEMA show. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. But if anybody has any other video editing tips, I may need to be recruiting some help in that regard. So maybe you can email us info@scubaradio.com and help out with some of the editing. Too much work, I'm telling you, but it's fun.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 34. The logging of your dives in the presence of the endangered spotted owl is considered insensitive to some environmentalists.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Well, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you too. How have you been?
Lonely.
Do I even want to ask?
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. Seems like everyone's busy or our schedules won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put some dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Well, you're a social guy. You got any tips on how to do that?
Don't I always? There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot. In this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
You're going to make me Twitter, aren't you?
You make it sound so cruel. No, you don't have to tweet, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy, whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Well, some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've even heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they get there.
What if I don't want to go online and go old school instead?
Then there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to be buddies as well.
Exactly. Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at a similar skill level as you and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure out is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet fellow dive club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. Just takes time to figure things out. Your first clue comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you're hitting things off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Comes down to communication. No doubt about it. Can't stress it strongly enough. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time that you've been diving together. Communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
And I can really appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. Nosiness can equate to safety in diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have a responsibility to them, just as they have a responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans that you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to be in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say get ready for turnabout to be fair play.
Absolutely. Be prepared to share the same information you're asking of your buddy. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
Just remember to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know each other. Time is a corner that you can't cut. So be patient. As long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interests be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you. And there are a lot of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them, and before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, we love Divers Alert Network. If you're a diver, there's really no reason why you would not be a member of Divers Alert Network. And actually, you're a fool, if you ask me personally, if you're not a member of Dan and you're diving. It's just crazy not to be a member of Dan, considering all the benefits you get. We love them. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network, who was in the Turks and Caicos with us, is going to get the Reaching Out Award at the DEMA show this year. And so we, you know, we love these folks, and they need all our all the support we can get. One of the biggest events every year that we cover that actually is based out of Orlando, Florida, our home base of operations, is a local dive club called the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. Michael Cron is on from that that club. He's on Scuba Radio right now to talk about the 20th annual Roadkill Roast to benefit Divers Alert Network. Michael, how are you?
Doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Now, you know, it's interesting that it's been going on for 20 years, but there's a lot of roadkill out there. So you've had plenty of chow to feed your members over the years that have lent to the success of this event, right? Is that how it works?
It's always a thrill when it comes from the grill, Greg. And, like you said, there's always plenty to go ahead and serve up.
Yes. All right. Well, obviously, it's a play on words, I think, because I don't think you guys serve up like armadillos. It's like a real barbecue kind of thing. But the idea is to raise money, and then the proceeds go to benefit Divers Alert Network, right?
Absolutely. Along with the roadkill, the barbecue, we also have the Dan fundraiser. And folks like yourself with Scuba Radio and dive operations literally from around the world have given us trips, have given us dive packages, and they will be auctioned off next Saturday, November 10th, to the highest bidder.
Very
and
nice.
It's a really great chance to grab a great trip at a ridiculously low price.
Right. And you have to come to the event, right? You can't do this online, or can you?
No, we're not up to the 21st in that part.
Right. Yeah, it's for the club has a big powwow. They have the barbecue and they have this auction, and you end up raising some big money for Dan. It's a great cause, and I know you're kind of mixing it up a little bit right now because of the, you know, this Hurricane Sandy that created a bit of havoc, obviously up in the northeast. What are you guys doing in that regard?
Well, what we have, our board of directors discussed today, and what we're doing is between now and this coming Tuesday, November 6th, all registrations, half of the registration fees are going to be donated to the American Red Cross relief effort. Also, any of our current Blue Dolphin Dive Club members and any new members that sign up between now and next Tuesday, half of the registration fees are going to the Red Cross also.
Very nice. Yes. So, I mean, they're always doing good stuff. I mean, Blue Dolphin Dive Club, you guys do stuff year-round, but this is something that definitely caught my eye. The first time, I remember hearing about this many years ago, this roadkill roast, and I'm like, what the heck are these people doing? These twisted divers are barbecuing up armadillo and leftover gators and possums and God knows what else, but it's not that. What are you guys really barbecuing up? You just happen to call it the roadkill roast? Or
we just happen to call it Hill Rose Grill, yeah. But actually it's catered by Sonny's Barbecue.
Ah, yes, good. That's some good Florida barbecue right there. Mm-hmm. So if you have any roadkill, you can bring it and just show it to your fellow diving friends, I guess. But they don't eat it, and tetanus shots aren't necessary, anything like that. It's just the title of the event, 20th Annual Roadkill Roast. It's just unique, it's crazy, it's nutty, it's fun. That's what diving's all about, isn't it? It's just, you know, getting your friends together and having a good time, some barbecue, and sharing a fish tail or two, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And
I didn't hear him say anything about fish on the menu.
Well, I don't think they do fish. They like to take pictures of them.
That's it.
That's right. But the barbecue, the pigs, forget about it. Yum! Yeah, who knows? Right.
If any of your listeners are interested, we're on the Dan website. They have a link to us.
Dan website,
and we can
okay.
Get them signed up.
Yeah.
And if they also, if they check, they'll see that the Blue Dolphin Dive Club of Orlando, Greg, is one of only two clubs worldwide that is a diamond contributor to Dan.
Yes. Well, and that's a huge honor, and it just goes to show what, you know, a small group of divers, you know, in one community can do. And look at them. They're like a diamond sponsor of Dan. So, I mean, it's a great idea. More dive clubs should be doing this type of stuff, and hats off to you. Michael, good luck next week, and save me a piece of, I don't know, what do you want, Bill? A possum? Armadillo?
Sharpay. Rattlesnake? Sharpay. Gator tail?
Yeah, gator tail. Good. I like it.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Oh, but no. You called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no. Your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
Oh.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Coming up in hour two, we're going to check in with Pete from Scuba Board to find out how his little Halloween event at Jenny Springs went. Also, Big Wave Dave checking in as he gears up for the DEMA show. And Scott Jones from Dive Newswire is going to give us a little preview of some things to expect at the DEMA show as well. A big, big event, largest diving event in the world, literally just under 2 weeks away. And we'll be there in full force. So we're getting our ducks in a row, so to speak, as well. So that's hour two.
They're in full force carrying ducks. We'll be the ones, it'll be easy to find us.
We're going to have rubber duckies.
Perfect row of ducks.
I don't know. That could be one of the contests that we'll do. We'll have a little carnival kind of thing with the floating ducks around, and you pick one, and if you pick up the right duck and it has a mark on it, like a little gold star, you win a prize. No, I don't think that's one of the contests. Okay. We're going to do air guitar contest. It's party like a rock star, Bill.
Party like a rock star.
Because they're doing the Reaching Out Awards party. The DEMA Reaching Out Awards party is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas this year. So we're mixing things up. Basically, what's happened, I've taken the Scuba Radio Mermaids, and I've cut a deal with the Sea Witch, who is going to allow me to allow the girls to expose their innermost rock star in the morning so they can walk around and work what their mama gave them, or work what their mother mermaid. I don't know. What is it? What do we call those things?
Pod mother.
Yeah, something. But anyway, they're going to be rocking it out like from the movie Rock of Ages. And I've got hair. I've got big hair. I've got some sunglasses, and that's really all I need. But they got a little bit more than that. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time, and we'll cover all of this on the big show. And then in the afternoon, when the spell wears off, there are mermaid tales. We'll come back, and we'll move them over to the Bahamas Isle for a little Junkanoo happy hour party. So this year, it's a little different from what we usually do at the DEMA show, because in the morning, we won't have the mermaids. We'll have, you know, rock chicks, so to speak. And then in the afternoon, we will have mermaids, but we're adding booze to the mix, which is going to be an interesting combination, very volatile when you consider that we're in Vegas. But we will have the full play-by-play for you right here on the big show in a couple weeks.
That is untrue.
What do you mean?
I have heard so many stories,
yeah,
of things that go on at DEMA that are prefaced with this short sentence fragment.
Yeah.
We can't say this on the air, but.
True. Right, right.
You will
That's
not
happened.
Get a full play-by-play of anything which happened in Vegas ever.
Yeah, but that was years ago. Now is what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah. So it'll be covered in some capacity.
What happens in Vegas is likely to get you fired on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Something to that effect, assuming it takes that long. But, you know, we have some other things going on now. I know you have a story that you brought to my attention this morning.
Yes.
And
this is something I think you can get behind. I know that as a diver, you are a big fan of the environment, and there are big portions of the environment you just want to reach out and hug.
Yeah.
You don't want to hug coral reef.
Right.
I mean, that's bad for the reef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to hug a manatee.
That would be bad. That'd be harassment.
But if you were in Santiago, Chile,
yeah,
you might want to hug some of these Greenpeace protesters.
The Navi from Pandora?
They're not exactly Navi, but if you've seen this picture, and you probably want to do a search for Santiago Greenpeace protesters, they claim to be dressed as fish. It looks like they're wearing bun warmers on their head.
Bun warmers?
Bun warmers. You ever...
Like
you know,
Princess Leia type stuff?
That's a cinnamon roll.
Oh, okay.
No. At Thanksgiving, you know, you get a basket and it's got a whole bunch of rolls in it, and your grandmother puts a knitted turkey on the top to keep it warm.
Okay, wait a minute.
Bun warmers.
You're talking about what they wore in their head. I didn't notice that in the picture, ironically.
I understand. You were confused. You didn't realize there was anything on their heads.
Yeah.
And then they've painted their bodies blue.
Okay. What is this, Fantasy Fest type stuff, or
it
what?
It is. Well, you know what? It's
body
a
paint.
Lot of blue body paint.
Yeah.
And, yeah, most of these women are half naked.
Interesting.
And I know that's disappointing that none of them seem to be completely naked, but they wanted to be more like fish, and of course fish don't wear shirts.
Well, of course. I mean, fish don't have clothes.
No.
If you're trying to be a fish, you have to be the fish.
They are disguised as fish, hoping to encourage politicians to consider sustainability when determining Chile's new fishing law. I've got to tell you, the problem I have with all of these PETA-type protests where it involves nudity of good-looking people,
yeah,
that does not encourage me to change the law. It encourages me to keep the law the way it is so you can keep protesting it. What are these people thinking? If you really want to change, get Roseanne Barr on your side and have her show up half naked someplace. They will change the law yesterday.
Now, see, that's negative reinforcement. Or you're going negative.
I'm not going negative.
They're going positive.
They're going positive, but this protest is not making me think I should change this law to make you happy. I should make this law to keep you showing up half naked at my office.
Which also makes you happy.
It makes me happy.
Okay, well, we'll take
Roseanne
that.
Barr shows up. I may stop fishing altogether.
I, you know what? I like their approach. I encourage any kind of protest like that. If it's good for Bill, it's pretty much it's good for all of us, isn't it? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But it'll probably get us fired on Tuesday, like you said earlier. But that'll have to do for this hour. Hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.